Today's Amud is Beitza Yud Amin Aleph. We're holding on Yud Amin Aleph, four lines from the top, by the words Eli Kasha. So the Gemara is still trying to figure out the Kasha that Rabbi Yochanan had with regards to Simchas Yom Tov. So says the Gemara, Eli Kasha Ha Kasha. This is the Kasha that Rabbi Yochanan had. That we're going to learn in the Mishnah later on Yud Aleph Amin Aleph. Beishami Oimrim E Neitlin Esa Eli Lekatziv Alav Basar. Beishami says a person's not allowed to use an Eli. An Eli was a board that was used for grinding spices. So the board is muksa, it's a kli shemlachti l'iser, being that you can't grind the spices on Yom Tov, so it's a kli shemlachti l'iser. And this person, now he wants to use this eli, l'kativ olav basar, to chop meat, he wants to use it as a cutting board. So Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to. You can't use a kli shemlachti l'iser to cut meat on it. Beis Hillel matirin. Whereas Beis Hillel says that no, klisha malachti l'iser is mutter to use it for l'tzarech gufay, for a use, and therefore Beis Hillel says that you could use it. But now the Gemara right now assumes that there's some sort of issue of muksa over here that really Beis Hillel agrees to. And it's just that Beis Hillel was being mako because of Simchas Yom Tov. So says the Gemara, Almagabi Simchas Yom Tov, Beis Shammai Luchumro, Beis Hillel Lekula. You see, Beis Shammai is being machmer even on Simchas Yom Tov, even to cut up meat. And Beis Shammai is saying that you have to be choshesh for the muksa. And Beis Hillel is saying that no, you don't have to deal with the muksa because of the tzairich of Simchas Yom Tov. So you see that Beis Shammai goes the Chumra on Simchas Yom Tov, and Beis Hillel goes the Kula. Or a minion on that, we have a stira. The Mishnah on Beis Amid Aleph says, HaShoichei Chayev Oif, Beis Shammai V'chulu. That Beis Shammai says that you're allowed to shecht a Chayin and Oif, even though you don't have Afar Muchan, all you have is the shovel that's in the ground. Beis Shammai says it's mutter to shecht a Chayin and Oif. And then afterwards, you'll use that shovel to get some afar to cover up the dam. And Beis Hillel says that no, the chatchila, you're now the shecht in such a situation. So you see that Beis Shammai is being meikel for Simchas Yom Tov, the shecht, the animal. And Beis Hillel is being machmer in Simchas Yom Tov, the opposite of what we find by the Eli. So says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yochanan Muchlafes Hashita. So it was about this that Rabbi Yochanan said that we have to switch around the shitas. Rashi learns in the Mishnah Yud Aleph with regards to the Eli that really Beis Shammai says you could use the Eli and Beis Hillel says that you can't use the Eli. Says the Gemara Mimai, who says it's not Muchach that there's even a stira? Dilmulai, Ad Kan Le Kamri Beis Shammai Hasam Elahichadika Dekar Nots. Beis Shammai wasn't Mekul on Simchas Yom Tov. The Mishnah on Beis Amid Aleph that Beis Shammai allowed the Shechita is because he held that being that you have a Dekar Nots, so there's no concerns. Beis Shammai, like we mentioned previously, wasn't concerned for a Ketisha, that a person's going to find that the dirt is clumpy and they'll grind it up. So Beis Shammai had no concerns. There was no reason not to allow the Shechita. It wasn't a Kula on Simchas Yom Tov. That's why Beis Shammai allowed the Shechita over there. Inami, says the Gemara, but Aval Heicha Deleker Dekar Nots, but if you wouldn't have a Dekar Nuts, and Beis Shammai would have taka ben machmir. Beis Shammai is not mekel just because of Simchas Yom Tov. Inami says the Gemara, and also at kan like Amri Beis Hillel Hacha El Dika Teres Kli Alav. Beis Hillel is not mekel on Simchas Yom Tov. You don't see from the Eli that Beis Hillel is mekel on Simchas Yom Tov. Beis Hillel holds that you're always allowed to move a kli shemalachta l'iser l'tzarech gufay. If you have any use to for the kli, you can move it. There's no issue of muksa. Beis Hillel holds it's a kli and you can move it l'tzarech gufay. Aval hasam loy, but by the shechita not. By the Eli, there was no problems. That's why Beis Hillel allowed it. He's not mekel on Simchas Yom Tov and says that you could that Simchas Yom Tov tells us to override an actual legitimate concern. By the Mishnah Beis Amid Aleph, Beis Hillel held that there was a legitimate concern that a person's going to be he's going to crumple up the dirt, he's going to be Ivar on Teichin. So that's why Beis Hillel was machmer on the shechita. There's no stira, no one's mekul or machmer on Simchas Yom Tov. When there's an issue, you have to take care of it, and if there's no issues, then it's fine. So says the Gemara, Eli Kasha Kasha. The stira that Rabbi Yochanan must have been trying to answer was the following stira. The Mishnah says also in Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, Beis Shammai Oimrim Ein Nisan En Esa'ar Lefnei Hadarsan, that you're not allowed to put skin, the hides of an animal, on the ground in front of people when they're walking in the street, so that they should trample on it. Basically, in order that the hide shouldn't spoil, so this was a normal practice, something to do, just people would trample on it. It was some sort of form of tanning the leather, the hides, some sort of form of ibud, which is asr, And you would do it by just putting in front of people as they were walking, so that they would just walk over it. We'll discuss this more when we get there to on Yadalef and Aleph. So Beishame says you're not allowed to do this. And also, Vuloyig Bienu, you're also not allowed to pick it up. You can't pick up the hides. Elim Kein Yesh Olav Kazayis Basar. Unless there's also some meat on it. If there's no meat on it, and it's a problem of muksa, it's a muksa machmas gufa, you're not allowed to even pick it up. Ubeisil matirin. Whereas Beisil says that you are allowed to. So what do you see? Amagabe simchas yamtiv, beishamai luchumro beisil lukula. You see from here, beishamai, he's saying that, oh, it's a problem of muksa, even if you want to use it for something, you're not allowed to pick it up. And Beisil is being mekel. So you see that beishamai is machmer on simchas yamtiv, and Beisil is mekel on simchas yamtiv. And it says the Gemara, or many on that, we have a stira of the Mishnah on Beis Amad Aleph. Hashoichid chayev oif biyamtiv v'chulu, that if a person checks a chayev in a knife, or an oif, so Beis Shammai says you're allowed to do that l'chadchila, even if all you have is a deck or nuts, and Beis Hillel says not. So you see that Beis Shammai is meikol on simchas yamtiv, and Beis Hillel is machmir. So to that, I'm Rabbi Yochanan Muchlaf as a shita. Okay, so we have to switch around the shitas. Again, Rashi says in the Mishnah on Yad Aleph, that Beis Shammai is the one who says that you're allowed to pick up the R, and Beis Hillel says that you're not allowed to pick up the R. Says the Gemara Mimai, who says there's no stira here? Dilma loy, maybe it's on a stira. Ad kan like Amri Beis Shammai also mele hechadika deker notz avol hechadaleker deker notz loy. Again, same taino that the Mishnah Beis Amin Aleph. You don't see that Beis Shammai is mikol on Simchas Yomtiv. Beis Shammai held that there was no issue if you have a deker notz. So there's no issue if you wouldn't have a deker notz, and there would be an issue. So then you can't just be mikol because of Simchas Yomtiv. Beis Shammai is not mikol because of Simchas Yomtiv. Inami, and also ad kan like Amri Beis Hillel, Hacha, El Dechazi L'Mizgi Lave. Abu Hasim Lai, that Beis Hillel is not Mekul on Simchas Yamtiv. The reason why Beis Hillel allows you to pick up the R is because Beis Hillel holds that it's not Muksa. He holds that even the R has a use. It's a chair. It's fit L'Mizga Lave. It's fit to sit on it. So it's really, it's a chair. It's not even Muksa. That's why Beis Hillel says you can move it. Because Beis Hillel held it's not Muksa. Not that Beis Hillel was Mekel on Simchas Yamtiv. But on Beis Amin Aleph, where there was a legitimate concern that a person might come to crumble the dirt, so then Beis Hillel says that it's Aser. You don't, it's not a Stira. So it says the Gemara, El I Kasha, Ha Kasha. The Stira must have been the following Stira. That Beis Shammai Oimrim Emes Alkenes Atrisin Biyamtiv. Which again is going to be a Mishnah in Yad Aleph Amin Aleph. Now Beis Shammai says that if you have this, they used to have these like a little mini stores. It was a kli, and they had a window inside of this large kli. Inside the kli is where the owner stored his wares. There was a little window, a window in the kli, and the window was stuffed with a shutter. It had a shutter which closed up the window. And at times when the seller would want to show off his wares, so he would take the shutter out of the kli, and he would display his wares on top of the shutter. So now, technically speaking, you're allowed to buy things on Yom Tov. You could go to someone that you know, and you don't mention the prices, and you could buy something from someone on Yom Tov. So now, Beis Shammai says, even though that's true, but you're still not allowed to take the shutter out of the window on Yom Tov. To take the shutter out of the window, Beis Shammai holds as a problem of Seiser. You're demolishing the Kli. Beis Shammai holds Yesh Binyan V'Stira B'Kalim. And being that there's an issue of Stira B'Kalim, so therefore you're not allowed to take the shutter out of the window on Yom Tov. And again, we'll see more details about this when we get to the sugya on Yud Aleph. Whereas Beis Hillel says that no, it's mutter to take the shutter out of the window. So the Gemara now assumes, even to bring it back, because once we allow you to take it out, if you wouldn't be allowed to put it back, so you might not ever open it to begin with, so we're matter the end because of the beginning. Again, we'll get to the details of this halacha later on Yad Aleph. But what do you see from here? The Gemara assumes that Beis Hillel agrees that Ba'atzim there's some sort of halachic issue over here, and Beis Hillel is still being meiko because of Simchas Yamtiv. So Amagabi Simchas Yamtiv, Beis Shammai L'chumru Beis Hillel L'kula. Again, you see Beis Shammai being machmer on Simchas Yamtiv, and Beis Hillel being meikel. Says the Gemara or Mini, on that we have a stira, the Mishnah Beis Amin Aleph, Hashoichid Chayev Oif Biyamtiv, that Beis Shammai allows the Shechita, and Beis Hillel doesn't. So you see that Beis Shammai is meikel on Simchas Yamtiv, and Beis Hillel is machmer. So it's a stira. So says the Gemara, now Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai Leikasho. Now we know already that you can answer up to Sirim Beis Shammai that Hasam Dika Deker Naatz Hachalaker Deker Naatz, that the Mishnah Beis Amidalef there's a Deker Naatz, so there's no issue. So Beis Shammai wasn't Mekel on Simchas Yomtiv, he just held that there was no Isser involved. Ela Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel Kasher. But in Beis Hillel we have seemingly we do have an actual Stira, because the Chayr there is an issue to take the Treason, the shutter out of the window. And still Beis Hillel is Mekel. So you see he's Mekel on Simchas Yom Tov, whereas by the case of the Shechita, where there's an issue, and Beis Hillel says you have to be Machmer. So you see he's Machmer when you have an issue. So which one is it? So we have a Stira in Beis Hillel, and on that, Amrav Yaichnam Mukhlafis HaShita. It must be we have to switch around the Shitas. And again, the way Rashi learns is that really it's Beis Shammai who says that you're allowed to take the shutter out and back in to the window, and Beis Hillel is Machmer. However, says the Gemara, this also is not a Stira. They switched the gear, so to Dilmalaihi, that ad kan li ka'amri Beis Hillel hacha, ela mishum de'im binyan bekelem v'stir bekelem. Beis Hillel doesn't allow you to take out the window because he holds that Simchas Yamtiv is daicha, the issue of stir bekelem. Beis Hillel holds in binyan v'stir bekelem. He holds that there's no isser of binyan and stir bekelem. That's why he allows you to take the window out of the shutter out of the window. But on the Mishnah, on Beis Hillel and Aleph, being that Beis Hillel held that there's a legitimate concern of Ketisha, so that's why Beis Hillel was Machmir, that you're not allowed to do the Shechita Lechatchila. So again, we left with no Pshad, and no Stira, that Rabbi Eichnan was, we don't know what Stira Rabbi Eichnan was coming to answer, that he said Mulchafis Hashita. Says the Mishnah Vayter, so we're continuing to talk about the Shaivach that has the different the birds inside of the Shaivach. So now we've spoken about moving the ladder, the purpose of moving the ladder was to get some birds to Shech the Yom Tov. So now says the Mishnah that Beishame Oimrim Lo Yitol Elam Kein Neyam Yibayid Yom. That forgetting about the ladder for a moment, let's say the ladder is even leading directly up to the bird that you want, Lamaisa says Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to touch that bird, you're not allowed to take the bird down from his cubby, from his chaloin, unless you already picked it up on Erev Yom Tov. You have to have designated it in order to make it that now you're allowed to take it on Yom Tov. Not just designated verbally, you have to actually pick it up, which we mentioned on Tesama Beis. This is one of the Mishnayos that we tried asking a stira on Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So Beis Shammai says that you have to physically designate it on Erev Yom Tov. Beis Hillel Aimrim, that Aimid V'Aimer Zev V'Zani Naita. Beis Hillel says that it's enough even if you just verbally designate it. You verbally designate it, and then on Yom Tov you could go ahead and you could take that bird. Now Tosfos on Tesama Aleph points out that really bets him to go capture this bird on Yom Tov would seem to be a malacha of tzeda, of tzad. It would be trapping. And we're going to learn later that tzad on Yom Tov is aser. So how could you then go ahead and take the bird on Yom Tov? So Tosfos on Tesama ben Aleph says it must be we're talking about a bird that doesn't yet know how to fly. And therefore there's not going to be a problem of tzad. It's already basically trapped, being that it's in the shayvach. If it could fly, so it's the mechusar tzeda, then it would be a problem. But we're talking about a bird that can't fly, and that's why there's no problem of tzad, and it's just the problem of muksa. So Beis Shammai says you have to physically designate it, and that gets rid of the issue. And Beis Hillel says you could just verbally designate it. Now Amar Rav Chanan Bar Ami Machleikes Bevricha Rishayna. The machlekes is with regards to the first bricha. So Rashi gives us the background that basically the way it works is that doves, they give birth, every month they give birth to two baby doves, a male and a female. It's actually a Moroccan minhag at chasanas. They used to bring two doves onto the table by the chasan and kala, because the doves, not only do they have a male and a female, the Medrash says that the male and the female end up marrying each other and they never separate. If one of them dies, so then the male dies, the female will never end up getting married, and if the female dies, the male never ends up getting married. That's the metzias of these doves. They have a male and a female every single month, except for 3 months of the year. They stop having doves in Teves, and then they don't continue again until Nisan. So Teves, Shvat, and Adar, they don't have baby doves. But every month they have these baby doves, and each month when they have these pair of doves, so that's called a bricha. The pair of doves that they have is called a bricha. And the metzias is that usually the one who owned the doves, the one who owned the shayvach, he would typically keep the first bricha and keep it inside the shayvach. He didn't want to take those birds away. and eat those birds. And the reason for that is because they would give company to the mama bird, to the mama dove. If she didn't have those first two doves over there, so maybe she would just fly away. So as soon as the dove had baby doves, that first bricha they would typically leave by the mother to give her some company. And then afterwards they would take the later brichas. So it says Rav Chana Bar Ami that the machlaikis beshami beshilal about whether you have to physically designate the birds or it's enough to just verbally designate the birds, it's dafka said about the bricha rishayna. The beshami savri gazirina and dilma asi lemluche. Because Beshame says, the first bricha is typically not taken. So Beshame says, if you want to take the birds from the first bricha, Beshame says, then you have to physically designate it. Because if not, so you're all talk. You're going to say, oh yeah, I'm going to take those birds. Then it's going to come Yom Tif, and what's going to happen? You're going to go, you're going to pick them up, you're going to see the mother all alone, and you're going to start to feel bad. Like, really, this is not so nice what I'm doing. And you're going to put it back, and it's going to come out that you were metaltel the birds, shelo letzairich, Rashi explains. That it's a problem of Toto Shalol Letzairich. Rashi said, the Maram explains Bedas Rashi, the Maram of Bezim and Aleph says Bedas Rashi that it actually goes back to being Muksa. That being that you put it back, so it comes out that really it is Muksa. It like undoes the fact that you designated it, the fact that now you're changing your mind. So it becomes Muksa, and it comes out, you're being Metaltal Muksa. So that's why Beis Shammai said that by the first bricha, you have to actually physically designate it. Show that you're really going to take it. It's not enough to just verbally designate it. And Beis Shammai says, no, there's no such gzeira. Once you verbally designate, you're going to take it, so we trust you that you'll go take it. But everybody agrees that once you get to the second bricha and onwards, even Beis Shammai would agree that it's enough to just verbally designate the birds. There's no gzeira dilma asi lemuche, and therefore everyone would agree in that case. Now the Gemara, for the rest of this Gemara, is going to focus now on the sheet of Beis Hillel. So the lashon that we said in the Mishnah by Beis Hillel is that Beis Hillel Aimrim, Aimid v'Aimer zev ze ani naitel. That you have to go and you have to point and you have to say, oh, that bird, that's the one I'm going to eat. The one that's in that chalain, that's the one I'm going to eat. You have to be very specific. So says the Gemara, Ubeis Hillel lama leila meimer zev ze ani naitel. Why does he have to be so specific? Lema mikan ani naitel lamachar. Just say, I'm going to eat a bird from the Shaivach. Why does he have to be specific? Why does he have to designate a specific bird? Why can't he just say, I'm going to take one of the birds? Yantif will come, and he'll take the ladder, he'll go to one of the Chalainais, and he'll take one of the birds, and then we'll use Breira. Breira will tell us that retroactively, this is the bird he always had in mind to use. Breira is retroactive designation, maybe you could translate it as. So it could be designated retroactively on Yom Tov. When he goes, he'll choose the bird, and retroactively we'll say that that's the one he designated. Maybe you'll tell me that Beis Hillel doesn't hold of that concept, that you could retroactively designate something. He doesn't hold of Breira. But that's not true. Because Vatanam, we learned in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is a Mishnah about Tumas Mace. So we know that Mace, it's inside of a room, so anything else that's underneath the same roof becomes Tame. There's also another Tuma called Seif Tuma Latzes, which means that if you have a Mace in a room, not only is the Mace Tame, but anything in the doorway that the mace is going to leave the room from, that doorway, even before the mace ever leaves the room, while the mace is still in the room, before it ever even leaves the room, anything in that doorway is already tummy right now. It's saif tuma latzes, being that the tuma is going to leave out through that doorway, so everything in that doorway is already tummy right now. So that's called saif tuma latzes. So that's very easy to understand if you have one door in a room. Says the Mishnah, Hameis Babayis V'loi Psachim Harbe. Let's say you have a mace inside of a room, and there are many doors. So now, what's the halacha? Do all the doorways become tame? Is one of them tame? There's no specific door that the mace is going to go through. So what's the halacha with regards to Seif Tamalatzes? So says the Mishnah, Kulan Tameim. The halacha is that all doorways right now are tame. Until you designate one door. So until then, all doorways are tame. Niftach echad mehen. However, once you designate one, you open one of the doors, symbolizing that you're going to take the mace out through that door. So then, hu tamei v'kulan tohirin. So then, from then on, only that doorway is tamei, and the other doorways are tar.
Chishev lo hitziyei be'echad mehen, oy b'chalayin sheyesh be'arba al-arba. Let's say you just have mental designation, you just mentally decide, I'm going to take the mace through that door, or through that window which is 4x4 tfachim, which is the share of a Pesach. So then also matzelas al-kol ha-psachim kulam. So then that also, even just das to take it out one of the doorways, that's enough that now that saves all the other doorways, the other doorways become tar. Beishamei says that this only works if you had this mindset before the mace died. Once we have the mace in the room and all the doorways become tame, das, just thinking, is not enough to get rid of that tuma. That's enough to make it that the tuma doesn't come. So if you have that thought process that that's going to be the designated door before the person dies, so then that's going to be the only doorway that becomes tame. But if you just have that mindset after the fact, so that can't take away the tuma from the other doorways. Whereas Beisilah says that no, even after the mace dies, it's still enough, it still works to have a mindset right now that that's going to be the doorway that the mace is going to go through. So the Gemara assumes right now that what Beisilah means to say is that even if you have the mindset after the person dies, that I'm going to take the mace through door A, it is four doors, A, B, C, D, even if you have in mind after the mace dies, I'm going to take the mace out through door number A, so that's enough that makes it that now any kli that was in the doorway of B, C, or D will be tahar retroactively. That this type of mindset will make it that the mace was never going to go out through doors B, C, and D. So that means even for the last 5 minutes since the person died, that there was a kli maybe in one of the doorways of B, C, or D, the idea that now you have in mind you're going to take it out through A, that's going to be metayar retroactively doorways B, C, and D. So you see that Beisel holds the Breira. So how could you? So the cash is in our Mishnah by the birds. Why do you have to say Zev is ani Naitel and designate a specific bird? Why can't you just say Mikan ani Naitel and then use Breira to take one of the birds? Just like we see over here that Beisel holds the Breira that you could retroactively decide that this is the door that you're going to take the mace out from. So says the Gemara, because Hayitmar Allah, my Rabba, Lutairis Apsachim, Mikanu Lahaba. Rabba explained that no, the Beisel doesn't mean to say that once you have in mind to go out through a certain door, so now retroactively the other doorways are tar. Mikan ve'elech, from here and onwards. Meaning Beishameh held that even Mikan ve'elech, the other doorways are gonna be tameh. Because you just having in mind to go out one doorway can't stop the tumah from going which is already going into the other doorways. Beisil says it's enough that it could stop the tumah from continuing to go into the other doorways. Mikanu lahabo. Not that this works l'mafreya, because really Beisil doesn't hold the breira. It doesn't work l'mafreya, it just works mikan ulahaba, works from here and onwards. V'chein amar Rabbi Aisha, l'tayres ha-psachim, mikanu lahaba. That Beisil just meant to say that the machshava helps to be metire the other doorways from here and onwards, not retroactively. Mikanu lahaba e l'mafreya loy. Only from here and onwards, and not l'mafreya. Mafreya, because Beis Hillel does not hold the Breira, and that would also answer up why in our Mishnah you have to say Zevizeh Ani Naitel. It's not enough to just say Mikan Ani Naitel. Rava Amar Lo'ilam Mafreya. Now I could tell you that the Pshan in Beis Hillel is that once you have a Machshava to take the mace out through one door, so now even retroactively I say that this was always the designated door, and Mameila, the other doorways, even 5 minutes ago, if there was a Kli in that doorway, it's going to be tar. Retroactively it will be tar. Because Beis Hillel holds of Breira. Ah, so what's the pshat in our Mishnah? Why does Beis Hillel say that you have to say that Zev is Ani Naito? Says the Gemara Vahacha, says Rava Vahacha Hainu Taima. The reason why by the birds, you can't just say Mikan Ani Naito, you have to be more specific, and you have to say Zev is Ani Naito, is because Dilma Metalta Vashavik, Metalta Vashavik. Because if you're too vague, if you just say, I'm going to take one of these birds, so what's going to happen is, similar to what Beishameh said that we had in the beginning of the Gemara, that Beisel does hold of this chashash, that you'll go up, you'll get the bird, and you'll say, yeah, I don't really like this bird so much. It's going to come out that you were metaltal it, and it was muksa, it was shalol tzairich, or it was muksa, and so Beishameh said to get out of that chashash, you actually have to pick it up. So Beis Hillel's Maidel B'miksas to Beis Shammai's Taina. Beis Hillel says, you don't have to pick it up, but you have to say, this is the one I'm going to eat. So you only have to verbally designate it, but you have to designate a specific bird, or else we have a chashash that you might come, and when you go get it on Yom Tov, if you're not so specific, you might end up picking it up, and then saying, that ah, I don't like this one. And you'll be metal to shol l'tzairech. Says the Gemara, how does saying Zevizani Naito help? It's mashaf in the Mishnah that according to Beis Hillel, you don't have to go and check out the bird. You could be even standing far away. You could point up to one of the chalainis that are very high up and you could say, chalain C7, that's the one I'm going to eat from. And so you're not looking at the bird. So if Beis Hillel says you have to say Zevizeh in order to make it that on Yom Tif, you don't change your mind and you don't say that, oh, I don't like this bird, saying being Aymed, the Aymer, Zevizeh Ani Naito doesn't seem to fix that issue because you're not really necessarily checking out the bird. You could be standing far away and just pointing and saying, oh, that's the bird I'm going to eat. How does that help? So says the Gemara, Hani Mili Be'erev Yom Tif. It helps when you do it on Erev Yom Tif. On Erev Yom Tif, when you're specific and you say, that's the window that I'm going to eat the birds from that window, so then when Yom Tif comes, you're not going to end up changing your mind. Because even if it's not the best bird that you would have necessarily have chosen, you know already that you chose that bird, so you're not going to change your mind. Avol b'Yom Tif, but if we allowed you to then choose on Yom Tif, if we allow you to say Mikan and Inaito, and then on Yom Tif choose a bird, so then it's Aser, because the Zimnim de Mishtakche Shmeinim Kchushim Vukchushim Shmeinim. You might see that the one that seemed fat is really skinny, or skinny seemed fat, become a Talta Midi Delay Chazilei, and you're going to be taking a bird that you don't really, that you're going to be touching a bird for no need. You're going to end up putting it back, you're not going to want it. And therefore it's going to be Tolto Shol Tzairich. So the Gemara is answering that even though it's true that you're not checking out the bird and you're just pointing to a window and you're saying that's the one I'm going to take, Beis Hillel holds that that's still enough to get rid of this chashash of Tolto Shol Tzairich. Because then when Yom Tov comes, you're for sure just going to take it no matter what. As opposed to if you say Mikan Ani Naito, and then you choose on Yom Tov, so then you might end up being Metal to Shol Tzairich, you might put it back and then try to choose a different one. Inami, or another potential issue with saying Mikan Ani Naito and not being specific, is because Zimnin de Mishtakche Kulu Krushim, you might find that they're all Krushim, they're all not so fatty, Vishaviklu, and you're just going to put them all back down, Vasilam Nuye Misimchas Yom Tov. And then you're just going to not be Mekayim the Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov. You're just not going to have any of the birds, which I got as another. Seems to be another raya that you could be Mekayim Simchas Yom Tov with chicken. You don't need meat, but that's the Pshat in Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says you have to be specific. Not because of Hilchos Muksa, not because of any sort of chashashis that you're going to be metal to Shlo Tzarech. We know you're going to take that bird, everything's fine. It would technically work the same economy night, Beis Hillel holds a Breira. The reason why Beis Hillel holds you have to be specific is because if you're not specific, so then you might end up just putting all the birds back down because you have all these different options. You're going to say, no, this one's not good enough, this one's not good enough, and then you're just going to end up not being Mekayim the Mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov.